31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions serve 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
1 in 5 children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. If you're just joining the conversation, this is a conversation that you absolutely don't want to miss. This morning, let me tell you what we're talking about. You may have heard the commercials. We're talking about something that is critically important for our seniors, but it's also important to those people that are taking care of seniors. And I'll tell you what it is. It's called PAD, or peripheral arterial disease. It affects anywhere from 10 to 20 million Americans. And now if you suffer from painful cramps, maybe in your calves, thighs, or you have wounds that are slow to heal on your feet, you might be one of the 1 in 5 people that are affected by peripheral arterial disease. And this morning we're joined by Dr. Christian Schumer. He is a member of Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist. And this morning he's here to educate us on how we can get better. Dr. Sherman, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network for your very first time.
Good morning.
So first of all, people need to know what interventional radiology is. It's a big word, but what does it really mean?
We're board certified specialists that do training in diagnostic radiology and then subspecialties in image-guided intervention.
Okay, and so break that down so that we can really understand what that means.
Well, basically we're specialists in using image guidance, whether it be fluoroscopy, CAT scan, ultrasound, to do procedures in multiple organ systems.
Okay, so now we have really come into talking about PAD or peripheral arterial disease. Let's first of all talk about what that is.
Peripheral arterial disease is a chronic debilitating disease affecting up to 10 to 20 million Americans. It basically results in narrowing or hardening of the arteries.
Mm-hmm. Specifically in the legs.
Basically, it can involve any organ or any system outside of the coronary system or the brain.
Okay, outside of the heart or the brain. Okay, and so for those people that are saying, I don't know if I have PAD or not, let's talk about those people that might be suffering from PAD and don't know it.
Well, the symptoms can vary. Many patients are asymptomatic or they have silent peripheral arterial disease.
And asymptomatic means what?
It's silent. They do not have any symptoms. They have no effects of the disease.
Okay, so they don't even know that they're suffering from the disease.
Correct.
All right. And so for those people that may be having no symptoms, then how do they know if they need to get checked?
Screening is not a bad idea for anybody if you fall into one of the risk factors. And patients that are high risk for peripheral arterial disease include patients that smoke, patients that have hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol. Patients with hypertension and obesity are also at increased risk for peripheral arterial disease.
Okay, so those people that are not really sure, we're talking more about our seniors, sort of in that age group of 55 years old and older. Let's talk about those people that may be having some symptoms.
Symptoms can range and they can vary. A lot of times patients will have what we call claudication, and that is cramping in the legs. Typically occurs in the buttocks. It can occur in the thighs and the calves.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it painful?
It can be extremely painful, and patients will recognize this, and maybe you've heard people talking. They're walking through the mall or through Walmart, mm-hmm. and they have to stop and take a break because their calves start hurting them. And typically, they may rest a minute or two and be ready to go and start walking again.
Mm-hmm.
That's a typical sign of claudication as a result of peripheral arterial disease.
And so claudication is really what's happening in the body?
Basically, your muscles demand oxygen and blood flow when they're in use. And with the narrowing or hardening of the arteries that occurs with peripheral arterial disease, your body cannot meet the demand that's required.
Hmm. And so when you talk about painful, is it painful to the point of maybe seniors thinking, maybe it's just arthritis, maybe I'm getting older and can't do the same things that I was doing, or are we talking about sort of excruciating pain? Let's talk about the level of pain.
Basically all of the above. A lot of times the disease is confused with arthritis, whether it be in the knee, the hip, the back.
Mm.
Sometimes patients may think it's ankle pain as a result of arthritis as well. So it can be very confusing, and oftentimes physicians as well as patients, don't truly understand, and that's why we do tests to work this up.
Okay, so what statistics show is that probably about 1 in 5 people are suffering from PAD, but also that the diagnosis is being missed. Let's talk about why we're missing it. Our primary care physicians are missing PAD.
Oftentimes patients, as you said, don't present with the complaint. They don't bring it to their doctor's attention that they're having troubles. You know, they may just, like you said, write it off as to getting older or, or just having a bad back or a bad hip. And so oftentimes it is missed. It can be a very challenging diagnosis to make sometimes. It's not always the slam dunk presentation that we've talked about. Sometimes patients have an overlap of symptoms, whether they have back pain, they can have neuropathy from diabetes, and they can have peripheral arterial disease all at the same time.
And let's back up. Now, what is neuropathy from diabetes? What does that mean?
Neuropathy from diabetes is basically dysfunction of the peripheral nerves. And it can result from long-term and chronic diabetes.
Wow. This is an important conversation. And the reason why is because so many people are thinking that it's arthritis. So those people that have been suffering from this long-term, they're sitting for long periods of time, they're getting stiff. Let's talk about those symptoms that are happening to people at rest.
Rest pain is a more advanced stage of peripheral arterial disease. Typically,
more advanced?
It's more advanced disease, correct. Typically, patients that have rest pain, they may they have constant pain in their foot or toe. Typically, that's where it occurs. It can occur in the upper extremity or hand as well. Typically, the pain goes along with coldness or discoloration of the feet. You can have bluish discoloration of the feet or cyanosis, as we call that, lack of blood flow.
Wow.
And typically, one of the signs or hallmarks for arterial insufficiency is the pain improves when you dangle your foot over a chair or off the side of a bed.
So just dangling, it's sort of...
It may help the blood flow. Gravity will help that.
Wow. So a lot of people are suffering from this disease and have no real idea because as you go, it may seem to resolve itself.
It may seem to resolve itself. Sometimes patients may take pain medications and it helps, but it is a chronic, pain. The disease can also progress from claudication symptoms, like we talked about, pain with exercise or ambulation, to rest pain, and that indicates a progressive pattern of disease.
And so for many people, this has been a progression over time that maybe they never really noticed.
Correct.
And so for those people who are saying, okay, Dr. Sherman, you're talking about me, I'm having these symptoms, we need to talk about how patients can get this resolved through treatment that is minimally invasive, so it's not a big procedure. Let's talk a little bit about how people can start to get help.
Well, first, what we like to do is we collaborate with primary care physicians and referring doctors, and we recommend the first line of treatment for peripheral arterial diseases, smoking cessation, and medical management.
Okay, let's talk about what that means and where we need to start with that.
Again, smoking cessation is key to this because up to 80% of smokers have significant peripheral arterial disease.
Wow.
The other things you want to do is manage blood pressure, hyperlipidemia, high cholesterol, obesity.
Hyperlipidemia, what in the world?
High cholesterol.
Okay.
Obesity is another big factor. Diabetes, you want to keep your diabetes under control and manage that to the best you can. And those patients, and also exercise. Exercise is a big factor in management of peripheral arterial disease.
So let me ask you this. I know that people that are listening, especially our seniors that are saying, yes, I'm having these symptoms, never really knew what they were, and people who are taking care of their parents or their senior people in their lives are saying, okay, can it be fixed? After the claudication, as you call it, has happened and those vessels have narrowed, at this point, is there a way to open them up so that the pain and all of the symptoms that they've been having over time is resolved? We're going to talk about that when we come back, plus a lot more. Interventional radiology techniques are an advance in medicine that often replace open surgical procedures. They're less invasive. They're easier for patients because there are no large incisions. Less risk, less pain, shorter recovery time. At MIGS, making patients better, faster is their top priority. evolutionary medicine. Also, also Walker Automotive Group, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana. Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams and participate in McDonald's.
This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Violet Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPG Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by Dr. Christian Sherman, and we're talking about interventional radiology, but more specifically, we're talking about peripheral arterial disease, also known as PAD. And we have certainly learned a lot about this disease. And now I know that there are a lot of people, Dr. Sherman, that are trying to figure out where they go from here. And if they can really be helped, they've been suffering with the pain, the discomfort for a lot of years for many people. So for those people that are saying, okay, how do I get it treated? What do we say to those people?
Well, patients need to be screened to determine if their disease is severe. They need to be screened to determine where in their anatomy the blockages are located and how best to treat them. And we have several tools to do that. It can range from a simple physical exam to obtaining what are called ankle brachial indices. Basically, we're measuring blood pressures in the arms and in the legs to determine if there's any significant disease there. And that can be done with and without exercise. With the exercise component of that screening test, it helps us unmask if there's any blockages there. It gives us a physiological view of what's going on with you. As you know, the same symptoms you may have when you're walking through the mall, we want to elicit that in our office and see if you're having, if that's truly the cause of your pain. After that, if it looks like you may have some significant disease, we proceed to additional testing. And most typically we obtain what's called a CT angiogram. And that really gives us a in-depth look at what's going on inside the arteries.
Okay. And so the testing, though, is not invasive.
Most testing these days is not invasive. In the old days, everyone got an angiogram, which is an invasive test. But now our technology is good enough where we can get a pretty good handle on what's going on without doing any procedures.
Wow. So for those people that are saying, okay, you're talking about me, what's the first step? And to try to figure out where the blockage is, what is the first step that patients that could be suffering from PAD need to do?
Well, if you have a diagnosis of peripheral arterial disease.
Say you don't have one. Because most people, let's face it, Dr. Sherman, they are self-diagnosing. I hear you guys already saying it's arthritis. I've been having it for years. The doctor said it was arthritis, but this could not be arthritis. So most people have self-diagnosed.
Okay. Basically, you would want to get an exam. We offer exams, and we offer a clinic setting where we see patients, and primary care doctors are also screening for peripheral arterial disease. You just got to bring it to their attention sometimes.
Okay. So it's a conversation that you need to have with your primary care physician. But say you want to, do you necessarily need to have that conversation with them first, or can they just call minimally invasive image guided specialist or MIGS and say, I think I'm having this. What do I need to do?
We oftentimes see patients referred for leg pain or suspected peripheral arterial disease. And we, at our office, we have three full-time RNs that work there. We have screening equipment. We do a pretty good job of helping patients figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. And so being that this is Heart Month, and we know that heart disease is the number one killer, not only of women, but also of men, let's talk about how PAD is also affecting the heart as well as people that will have strokes.
Well, these birds run together, and patients that have peripheral arterial disease want to recognize that they have it. Up to 20% of patients that have peripheral arterial disease will have a major event, whether it be a stroke or a heart attack, within 10 years.
Wow. Up to
20%
of patients that have PAD are really destined to have a stroke or a heart attack.
They could, yeah, if left untreated. Typically, we didn't mention this before, but one of the things you want to do when you're treating patients with peripheral arterial disease or coronary disease or disease of the brain is to get them on antiplatelet medications.
What does that mean?
Well, basically medications such as Plavix and something as simple as aspirin can help decrease major cardiac events, major coronary events, major strokes and things like that.
So the real issue for a lot of people, Dr. Sherman, is where the blockages are, because they could literally be anywhere.
Correct.
And so how do we figure, how does the diagnostics figure out where the blockages are and what we need to do from there?
Well, basically, depending on where your symptoms are is where we target the screening. If you're having symptoms in your lower extremities, which is most common, then we do a test, what's called a CT angiogram. And it literally shows us exactly where you may have a blockage, whether it be a 50% blockage, a 70% blockage, or 100% occlusion of the artery. And based on the information we get from this, these screening tests, helps us target our therapies and figure out how best to treat you.
Mm-hmm. And so is it possible with this new technology, so there's no real major surgery, is it possible that those arteries can literally be opened up, especially for those people that are possibly diabetic and already having issues where there may be possible issues of gangrene?
Oftentimes we can do procedures using balloons or cutting devices to open arteries up that will benefit the patient, will help wounds heal, will help resolve claudication or cramping in the legs. It really depends on the anatomy. It really depends on where the blockages are and how extensive they are. Some patients, if their symptoms are not bad enough, we may follow them and ask them to exercise, walk through the mall, walk a mile a day, and oftentimes their symptoms are improved. Some patients are better surgical candidates, where they actually have open surgeries and bypasses, and some patients are good candidates for endovascular treatments.
And so it's just going to depend on the patient and the percentage of blockage. Let's talk about the percentages in terms of the blockage.
Well, blockages that are significant are typically 70% luminal narrowing of the vessel.
Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
Means that there's only 30% of the lumen still open. Mm. The rest is...
Is the lumen going to be the vein or where
the artery?
The artery,
where
okay.
The blood flows through.
Okay.
And it can range to 100%.
Blocked.
Correct.
And so certainly if it's 100% block or if it's 70% blockage, then the patient at that point is at some serious risk.
They are, but as far as having peripheral arterial disease, they are, as far as a global perspective. But they do, sometimes patients we see with 100% blockages, we don't treat if they're not symptomatic.
Really?
Yeah.
So if a patient is 100% blocked and they're not having symptoms, you're not going to treat it?
We follow them. You don't.
Why?
You don't want to overtreat people. You can actually cause more harm than good sometimes when you put patients through a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So a patient really needs to show us that they're having some symptoms before we'll entertain doing a procedure on them.
Wow. That's very interesting. So for those of you that are just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Dr. Christian Sherman, and we're talking about peripheral arterial disease, also known as PAD. And you've heard the commercials. We've been talking about it and alluding to it. And what we do is we go out and we find the top professionals in the country, and we figure out how they can help people that are having these diseases. And it's very interesting to note, Dr. Sherman, that in this region, you guys are the only thing that we have here, and a lot of people really are not aware of that.
Well, we are a unique practice in that we are the only clinically based group of interventional radiologists in the state. We have full clinical capabilities. We have we see patients, we follow patients, some for years.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a unique setting for interventional radiology.
Absolutely. And so for a lot of people that have not known about this, that are saying, okay, I am having symptoms that I thought were arthritic or arthritis, and I need some help in treating this or finding out what I need to do, if I need to be followed, what we're going to do when we come back is we're going to tell people about the insurances that will cover this. Now that we are talking about the Affordable Health Care Act more and more, there is no reason why people should be suffering, and there's no reason why people should not know that they have PAD if they do indeed have it. Magnolia State Mortgage is where dreams come true. Listen, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you if you're looking to purchase your first home, if you're looking to refinance, or you just want to invest. They've got it for you. They've got your best interest at heart in helping. The number to phone the ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage, 318-561-8020. Also, it's tax time. Tonja's Professional Tax Service is serving you. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, Expert Collision Repair, and also Vantage Healthcare Plan. Listen, if you're looking for a healthcare plan that you don't need referrals, you can see the specialist, you can get diagnosed, and you can get it done. Vantage Healthcare Plan is the plan for you. Vantage Healthcare Plan, their goal is to make their members well and keep them that way through quality preventive care. And here's the number you can phone for more information. It's 318-361-0900 or 888-823-1910.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group. another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver. God will deliver. The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're going to love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click Like Octavia, OCTAVIA. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
So I want to start with Mrs. Obama. First of all, as America is, so are you. Every family is running their kids around about, and you realize that you and your family are eating out at least 2 to 3 times a week. So I want to talk about how the conception, how it was literally conceived in your spirit for the garden.
You know, as you said, Carlette, that, you know, as like any busy mother, you know, scrambling around trying to get to work, get the kids to school and to their activities, having a busy husband who traveled a lot, you know, it just became impossible to figure out how to prepare balanced meals and get to the grocery store and have fresh produce. So we did what a lot of people did, you know, a lot of stuff out of a box, a lot of microwave stuff, ordering out, eating out. And slowly I saw our habits taking a toll on the health of the kids. And that was before, obviously, we came to the White House.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, if you're just getting underway or you're on your way, it's 13 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:13 Eastern, and this morning we're joined by Dr. Christian Sherman, and we're talking about something that affects anywhere from 10 to 20 million Americans, and it's something called, it's a big old long name, it's called peripheral arterial disease, or short, PAD. And the reason why we thought it was so critically important is because we know that we've got people that are listening that have claimed that it's arthritic, old Arthur, it's just not enough activity, it's too much activity, it's leg pain, it's back pain, it's calf pain, it's cramping. Well, no, it could be more than that, Dr. Sherman, and that's why this conversation is critically important to those people that have not yet been diagnosed. So I want to talk about, going forward, those people that are having all of these issues, what's the most important thing that they need to know? Because sometimes when people have lived in pain for so long, it becomes accepted. It just becomes a way of life. What's the most important and first step that people need to do to get treated and get better?
Well, it's a chronic disease. And while your symptoms can be managed and we can help you with it, you really got to take the ball in your own hands with it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things that are modifiable that you can control on your end.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking cessation, obesity, exercise, going to the doctor to manage your blood pressure and your diabetes. Those are things that you can control. Those are things that will help us help you.
Mm. And so the first step for those people maybe wondering if insurance pays, if Medicaid and Medicare pay, the answer to that is?
Yes.
Okay. So all people need to do really is make an appointment.
Correct.
And get tested. Really, no major surgery, no major even testing where it's going to affect their kidneys or affect any other issues that they may be having.
Well, we do. There are some issues sometimes with the CAT scan if your kidneys are not functioning properly. But our goal is not to do surgery on you. Our goal is to help you manage your symptoms. If we can, you know, if you're a patient that suffers from peripheral arterial disease, and I feel that you're best managed just by watching you, mm-hmm. following you up, prescribing an exercise regimen for you, that's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about aspirin. As we are in Heart Month, there's a lot of question about the aspirin. Let's talk about the importance or the lack thereof. Which is it? Is it important that we take an aspirin if we're of a certain age?
You don't want to just take an aspirin just because you heard about aspirin. There are some risks with taking aspirin. There are risks with ulcers in the stomach, mm-hmm. gastrointestinal bleeding. So it is something that you want to be careful with.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes, if patients are amenable to it, we'll prescribe a baby aspirin a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes a long way, and it's very affordable.
A baby aspirin per day. But that's something that also patients need to check with their doctor on to see
correct.
If they need to be taking that.
Correct. Most patients can take it, and they don't have any adverse effects. But like I said, talk to your primary care doc or talk to one of mm-hmm. us about it, and we'll be happy to talk it over with you.
So, Dr. Sherman, why do you think that interventional radiology is such a well-kept secret?
Well, I think in the past, interventional radiology has been such a specialty that we were kind of on the sidelines, and we were busy and doing procedures for patients that were referred to us. But, you know, here in Alexandria, we have four doctors that we work with,
mm-hmm.
and we have a clinic, and we want to provide direct patient care.
Okay. And the four docs that are in the clinic are Dr. Rice, Dr. Long, Dr. Head, and Dr. Sherman, yourself. And so going forward, we're really going to work hard to let people know that you're out there and let people know that your main goal is to help patients with procedures, and I lost my train of thought, because people are always thinking surgery, but we're thinking and talking about procedures that are not as invasive. In other words, where people don't have to be split open and have long downtime and have the issues of recovery. And this is really what you guys really focus on.
That's true. We do focus on the patient, but we offer oftentimes alternative treatments and minimally invasive treatments. And in the future, we're going to talk about other disease processes such as uterine artery embolization and fibroid disease,
mm-hmm.
varicose vein disease, venous insufficiency, possibly DVT. There's a whole bunch of things we offer the community, and we're excited to talk to you about it.
Absolutely. So for those people that are saying, okay, Dr. Sherman, you're talking about me, what's the most important thing that people need to know about PAD? Because, as you said, there is a percentage of the population that is going to have a heart attack or a stroke due to blockages.
Correct. I guess the most important thing you need to know is please talk to your doctors about peripheral arterial disease, your primary care doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Come see us and talk to us about it.
Absolutely.
It can be a debilitating disease. It is manageable, and you just need to know about it to ask about it.
Absolutely. And we say it all the time, knowledge is power. When you know better, you got to do better. And really the key thing here, Dr. Sherman, is that a lot of patients are what you called, quote unquote, asymptomatic. They're not having symptoms. So how do we drive those people in that are having blockages, but they're not in a whole lot of pain?
Well, those patients should really discuss it with their primary care physician to see if they're to see if they fit into the category of peripheral arterial disease or have the disease. And then it's an important diagnosis to make because, as we talked about, there's a higher risk of stroke and there's a higher risk of coronary artery disease.
Absolutely. So for those people, and usually it starts at about age 50, 55, and beyond, for those people that are having, you're having leg pain, you're having foot pain, you're having maybe discoloration, you're having even back pain, and you've thought that it was other things, this is what we want you to do. Now, really, I'm going to say it really slow, so I want you to take your time, and I want you to get your pen and your paper, because this is absolutely treatable. When you know better, you got to do better. If you're having trouble walking, Dr. Sherman, and the most important thing while people are getting their pen and paper is we don't want people to become immobile.
No, that's the worst thing that can happen. One of the first things we tell patients if they have peripheral arterial disease is to increase your mobility, increase your exercise, because a lot of times you can do a lot of good for yourself by doing that, not only from a cardiovascular standpoint, but for treating and successfully managing the symptoms of peripheral arterial disease.
And then it goes a step further. Those patients that remain untreated, Dr. Sherman, are really in real danger of having amputations.
They are. It depends on the scenario. There's a lot of patients that we see that have peripheral arterial disease, and they come in and they've been toughing it out at home with breast pain, and they may have a wound on their foot, and they come in and we think, oh my Lord, how did you do this for several months at your house? And we see it often, and sometimes
several months. Some people have been toughing it out for years.
Years, yeah.
And we're saying, how do you still have your leg?
That is true.
My goodness, y'all, this is so critically important. And I feel you out there. I feel you out there. And I know you've been having this for a long time. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to call Dr. Sherman. I want you to call the doctors at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists. And here's the number. It's 318-445-9700. Now they're located at 3704 North Boulevard. They're in the Click building. They're in there, and all you've got to do is make the call. Now what's really, really unique about Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists is that they are specialized to our area. So I don't care what area you're in, where you're calling from, you're only a drive away. This could save your life. It could save your limb. So if you have been experiencing this for months, and I know for many of you, years, or loved ones, or you're taking care of your senior parents, or you're taking care of your grandparents, and you know that they've got all these symptoms, it's very, very simple. Almost every policy that you could have right now is going to cover this, and they're not going to have to go through a huge major surgery. Here's the number again. It's 318-445-9700. Now, Dr. Sherman, for those people that are saying, okay, Carlette, okay, Dr. Sherman, I hear you. If there is to be treatment, what's the recovery time? What's the downtime, if any?
Typically, the procedure takes a day. It's a one-day procedure. Typically, we bed rest you for anywhere from 3 to 6 hours after an intervention is performed.
Okay.
Go home the same day. We don't want you.
No overnight stay in the hospital.
No, ma'am. Not typically. We don't want you doing a lot of dishes and cleaning the house that day, doing a lot of heavy lifting or climbing stairs. But typically, we send you home. We want you to be able to relax, be comfortable for 2 to 3 days, and you'll know your body will start to recover where the groin incision was, the tiny incision we make, and just kind of play it by ear then. But usually we want you to refrain from heavy exertional activities for 3 to 5 days.
Okay. So now I know you guys heard this. This is critically important. You're not going to have to stay in the hospital. You're going to do it on an outpatient basis. You're going to just be at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist for only a few hours, and then you're going to go home, and then you're going to rest. And then that's going to start the healing process. That's going to stop probably what could have been catastrophic for a lot of people.
That's our goal.
It's going to increase your blood flow. It's going to make you feel better. So listen, we're talking to every single person. It doesn't matter if you're male or female. Typically, unless there are risk factors, Dr. Sherman, this is going to be in our more senior population, starting at about 50, 55 years old and older. But so if you've been having these symptoms, it's so simple. This is what we want you to do. We want you to phone the doctors at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists, or just MIGS for short. The number is 318-445-9700. We say it every day. Knowledge is power. It's love month. It's heart month. The way that we love ourselves is to take care of ourselves. And you can start at MIGS, Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialists. And what we love most about interventional radiology techniques is that they're an advance in medicine that often replace surgical procedures. No surgical procedures really at all. They're less invasive. They're easier for patients because there's no large incisions, less risk, less pain. And you heard, the recovery time is absolutely shorter. MIGS is making patients better and faster. And guess what? It's their top priority. The number, once again, 318-445-9700. Dr. Sherman, we want to thank you so much for spending what we know is the busiest part of your morning with us right here.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, everybody, we're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Sent from heaven. Sent from heaven. Now you can wait your whole life wondering when it's going to come or where it's been. You may have got your heart broken a few times in the past. Never last as strong as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to before. And all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one. That's what you tell everyone around you. But you know they've heard it all before. What more can you say? When love won't let you walk away, and you can't help who you love. Trying to change what they feel from what's been. You may have put your whole life into a man loving what you thought it could have been. I don't notice when you change and you don't feel as good as you used to before. And everything you used to say, everything you used to do went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one. That's what you tell everyone around you. But you know I wanna be the one who you believe in your heart.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
While buying a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, selecting the right mortgage loan can be just as important. Your lifestyle, your budget, your comfort level. These are the types of personal factors that will help the mortgage team at Southern Heritage Bank target your best solution. Call Johnny Snow and his team of mortgage loan specialists today. Southern Heritage Bank, offering the expert guidance and choices you need. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Get ready, Dollar Menu fans. McDonald's just remixed your favorite playlist.
Meet the new Dollar Menu and more.
It's got all your classic tracks and amazing new hits.
For only $2, I can enjoy the hot new Bacon McDouble Burger with thick-cut apple with smoked bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can kick it with the one and only Crispy McChicken Sandwich. Still just a single buck.
Now that's a deal I can groove to.
Plus, there's a whole lot of other tasty flavors to keep you moving. The Dollar Menu and more.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Peripheral vascular disease, or PVD, is a very common condition affecting 12 to 20% of Americans age 65 or older. PVD develops most commonly as a result of hardening of the arteries, which occurs when cholesterol and scar tissue build up, forming a substance called plaque, which narrows and clogs the arteries. This is a very serious condition that can cause decreased blood flow to the legs, resulting in pain when walking, and if left untreated, can eventually lead to gangrene and possible amputation. If you think you may be suffering from these symptoms, MIGS physicians can help you. More information is available at Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist, 318-445-9700. That's 318-445-9700. Part of the Minimally Invasive Image Guided Specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we know you're on your way. You're started by now. It's 8:42 local time, 9:42 Eastern. It's Tuesday, and we're switching gears this morning. And let me tell you what we're talking about, as it's Love Month. A lot of people are still trying to figure out this thing called love. Well, we're going to be talking a lot about not only loving yourself, but loving your partner. And this morning, we've got a very special guest. Her name is Lakia Brandenburg. She is an accomplished author, mentor, and speaker with a heart for strong, healthy relationships. She enjoys motivating women who are married, unmarried, and even those who are somewhere in between. And through her words of encouragement and sharing personal experiences, she does just that with several books. Her latest book is called The Tiara, the accessory that every wife should wear. She is joining us all the way from what was a couple weeks ago, snowy, paralyzed Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia Peach, Lakia Brandenburg, good morning and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Good morning. Hey, Colette.
How are you? So first of all, before we talk about all that you're doing, I want to talk about, are you guys having a wintry mix down in ATL?
Okay. So, you know, school was closed today, right? Because it's raining. I just want you to know it's raining and all the roads are clear so that they can prepare for what is to come. You know, we're not going to make that same mistake that we made 2 weeks ago with our 2 inches, okay?
Absolutely. So you did it one time, but your mayor and your governor, they're smarter, they're wiser.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you guys expecting the wintry mix?
We are expecting the wintry mix, but I think it's going to happen tomorrow, tomorrow morning. And, again, the roads will be cleared. So everyone is home. I don't know if you saw on Facebook, but all of our pictures of our grocery stores are actually abandoned. The shelves are empty. we are really preparing for this one day of fiasco. So, yeah, we're excited.
Well, I mean, you know, we're laughing, but so many people were traumatized. And thank God it didn't seem, it looked bad, but, you know, we didn't hear about any deaths. And, of course, we're in the South as well, and we're just really not accustomed to any winter events. So, all things said, we want Atlanta to be safe, and we certainly want folks here to be safe. But we're talking this morning about the books that you have written. And what we love to find out first, Lakia, is how you stepped out of what you were doing. You were a teacher, an educator.
Yes.
You stepped into, we like to call it stepping out of the boat, and then you stepped into your destiny. Let's talk about that.
Yes. Oh, it's all about purpose. Carla, there's nothing better than to wake up to a life of purpose. Okay. Mm. See, for me, it all started with a vision board. Now, I'm not sure if your listeners are familiar, but a vision board is simply a picture, an image of how we see our dreams, our goals. I got some magazines, Carlette.
Mm-hmm.
I cut out, you know, the things that I wanted to do. I desired to write a book because I've always been a writer at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, placed my images on a vision board. I spoke life into my board. I kept my attention on my intention, Carlette. And I just started to trust that God was truly going to allow this dream to manifest in its due time. And I'm standing here before you today as a published author of two books, but I'm also speaking, Carlette. I'm also doing workshops and mentoring. Mm-hmm. These things happened because I simply took one step of faith.
I love it.
So many different doors of opportunity have opened since I truly trusted God and stepped out on faith.
Okay, so I am a vision board kind of girl. I want to talk about, for those people who are saying, okay, I hear you saying it. I've heard about it.
Uh-huh.
When did you decide that you would create your vision board? And I love what you said. You started speaking life into it. Do you remember when that moment was for you?
I remember it like it was yesterday, Carlette, because that's the day that my life transformed.
Mm.
That's the day that I was sick and tired of being sick and tired,
of really being sick and tired,
because you know how you know there's something else in your life for you? You know how you know there's more. There has to be more than just going to work and living check to check and then retiring at 65 or 70 and then living life.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that moment was truly believing that, okay, I was put on this earth for purpose, and I'm going to discover what that purpose is. And I'm going to use this vision board as a tool. Because what I'm also finding, Carlette, I don't know if I shared with you, I do vision board workshops.
Okay.
I do vision board workshops, and I actually, you know, share my story with other women and other men and let them know that, you know what, it started with a vision.
Mm-hmm.
When I created my vision board, I had to work my vision board. I couldn't just create it and then put it up and say, okay, one day it's going to happen.
Right.
No, I had to put things into action. I started writing.
Mm-hmm.
I started journaling. I started looking at my journal from years ago and changing those journal entries into chapters. And before I knew it, 250 words, which I was used to writing, little articles here and there, turned into over 40,000 words in a manuscript.
Now, you know, Lakia, we talk about on the show all the time, we talk about possibility. And I said to you, as I say to every author and every person, even Dr. Maya Angelou, I said, you know, every time we talk to a person that shares their dream and they conceive that in their belly and then they go through that metaphorical birthing process, it speaks life to the next person. So I know somebody's driving in their car right now or sitting at their desk right now saying, I could literally get up and run. So how do we help people believe that if it's possible for Lakia to leave her job teaching middle school kids, which most people would say was very secure, you know, you're gonna get a good paycheck, you're gonna be off in the summertime, you know, you're gonna have your benefits. And so people are saying, I really wanna be there, but I don't know how to move toward my vision. What do you say to those people?
Absolutely. You know what? And it always, I think how is what stops us.
Mm-hmm.
And the how is God. The how is the universe. The how is our source. And if we focus too much on that, that's when our frenemies are going to step in. That's where fear and doubt comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And we start questioning, you know, well, is this really for me? Is this something I'm really supposed to do? Let me tell you something about a belief, Carlette.
Okay.
A belief is something you simply just keep thinking. So you have to shift your thinking patterns. You have to shift your thinking process.
I'm going to run, Lakia. I'm going to get up and run.
If you truly believe that God has something more for you, start affirming what he said.
Mm.
Start speaking life into yourself. Stand in the mirror, even if you don't believe it. You know, I believe that I have been called for a greater purpose than this.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, you're going to start actually living out that affirmation. So for those people who are in doubt, I was in doubt too. But again, it got to a point where I was tired of just waking up to exist. I wanted to wake up and go to life.
Mm-hmm.
And my life is now filled with happiness, with joy, because I truly believed that God had more for me.
So do you remember that morning, Lakia, that you woke up and you said, you know what, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of existing. And what was that morning like for you?
That morning was filled with, first of all, I was still holding on to my past. I was still playing the blame game. For me, it was, you know, blaming my parents. They didn't teach me how to do this. You know, my mother told me to go to school, and if I went to school, I was going to get the best job.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a degree, and I'm just sitting here doing nothing. You know, it
mm-hmm.
was just so many different things. I got tired of blaming because it was making me feel inferior. It made me feel that, you know, there was nothing else in this life for me but just to, you know, live the regular life that we are told, you know, the checklist of life, go to school, check, get a job,
mm-hmm.
check, you know, get married, have kids. I wanted more. I longed for more. There was something in my belly that needed to be birthed, that needed to be conceived, actually, you know, and I knew, I believe all of us have that seed of conception. We all have something in us, but we have to be able to look fear in the face and say, you know what, fear is simply false evidence appearing real. This is not real. I'm going to step out and believe that I'm going to create the life I truly desire. So for me, it was about dreaming it, creating it, and then framing it. And today I stand before you as Author LB, and I'm just truly honored, you know, to see what God can do through me.
Absolutely.
And through you.
Absolutely. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program is where you can get started if you're looking to start your new business. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years. They've got 35 years of existing right here in Central Louisiana. They can help you. The number to phone, 318-443-5741. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Hey, everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Attention Louisiana residents. Under the health care reform, most people are required to have health insurance by March 31st, 2014. If you're looking for a new health plan or getting a plan for the very first time, it's time for you to make your choice. Vantage Health Plan has affordable coverage for you or your family. Call Vantage Health Plan today and let us help you find a plan that's right for you. Call toll-free 888-823-1910 or go online to vantagehealthplan.com.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently, In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John?
Black.
So you don't want an Egg White Delight?
No. I want two of them.
McDonald's McCafe Coffee and the Egg White Delight McMuffin are great apart, but amazing together. So, how do you take yours? McCafe, proud to serve the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic teams at participating McDonald's.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Monique.
How do you get to that point where you say, I'm not going to hide behind the shroud of secrecy anymore?
The moment you get tired of being sick. The moment that you get tired of that piece of cancer baby that's eating through every being that you are. The moment you realize no relationships are working because you're ill. When you realize you can't be the best parent to your child because you're ill. The moment you say, I'm tired of being addicted to being a victim.
Do you remember when that moment was for you, Monique? That specific exact moment you said, you know what, enough is enough. I don't care who's hurt. I don't care who says what. This is it. Do you remember that moment?
I'm still in it.
Wow.
I'm still in that moment. I'm still in therapy. Very proud to say that. I go twice a week.
Amazing.
Monique. Tell me this real quick before you leave. I know you gotta go. This is your second time coming to On Point Talk. We love having you. How do you like being on point with Carlette Christmas?
I love it!
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hey everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's cold outside, but it's warm inside. And this is a warm conversation that we're having with author, mentor, speaker, motivational speaker, Lakia Brandenburg. Lakia, good morning and welcome back from the OP, from the ATL, where it's also from the ATL to the OPT. What an incredible conversation. I mean, absolutely. I am just ready to get up and run right now. And yeah. I know that through your work and through your books, the first book is called He's Not Perfect, I'm Not Perfect, but together we're picture perfect.
Yes.
And then your latest book, The Tiara, The Accessory yes. Everyone.